What's going on, all my podcast listeners? See Jizzle and the Wizzle bringing you another episode. just so everybody knows, it's been a little while since I made a last podcast. It's been since February 16th, I do believe, was my last podcast. And in between then, in between February 16th and now, I've tried to make another podcast a couple times. One of the times I was very depressed, I was very emotional and whatnot, so I decided to just delete it. The second podcast that I tried to make last night, I do believe, was also very emotional, and I was drunk. I was very drunk, and I looked back on it, I went and listened to it again, and after about 40 minutes in, maybe earlier, but I skipped to about 40 minutes, and I was slurring my words, and it just didn't really sound very good, let's put it that way. And I don't want to portray that kind of individual. You know, the whole point of this podcast is to be able to vent, to be able to look back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and to be able to say, yeah, man, you really did go through some shit back then, but look where you're at now. It's kind of like a diary, I guess. And if anybody gets anything out of this, then great. That's the way that I see it. That's the whole time that I've been doing this podcast. It's not for the views, it's not for the listens, it's not, you know, it all comes down to having something to talk to, having somewhere to vent, and maybe helping somebody along the way, to be honest. Giving other people from other countries a point of view of what it's like to live in America. That's pretty much what this channel is about. And I want to apologize to all my podcast listeners for being gone for this long. It's been a very long road. It's been a very hard road, especially within the past week. But even before that, you know, I want to apologize to everybody for leaving everybody hanging. And, it's, like I said, I'm battling, smoking cigarettes. You know, I quit smoking cigarettes for, I kind of lost count now, but I think it's been 3, 4, 5 days, I don't know. I'm still smoking a vaporizer, still smoking nicotine here and there, but definitely a whole lot different than smoking a pack of cigarettes. So I've just been really, really out of it. And not only am I finding myself mentally again, slowly, surely. And the thing with that is, you could lose your footing at any day, at any moment. You can make a lot of ground, and then all of a sudden you get pushed back to where you were. But every single day here recently has been, without me even knowing it, has been an accomplishment, because I haven't smoked any cigarettes. That's the first step, right? Smoking cigarettes and drinking beer goes hand in hand. And those are two of my biggest addictions, besides weed. I'm never going to probably stop smoking weed. Unless I get a big enough job that pays me enough money, I'm never going to stop smoking weed. And even then, I'll work for 5-10 years and then eventually I'll end up smoking weed again. Because weed is just great. It has no vice on me, right? Alcohol is terrible. And I tell everybody this while I'm drinking alcohol right now. It's a very hard thing to kick. It really is. Especially, you know, the thing about alcoholism is, and I've been learning a lot lately. I mean, teaching myself a lot of shit. And a lot of people have said in the past that you're an alcoholic, and I said, fuck that shit. I'm not an alcoholic. I don't wake up at 8 in the morning and go get beer. I don't spend my last dollar to go get beer. You know, I'm not a fucking alcoholic. And honestly, I am an alcoholic. It's taken some self-realization to realize this. I kept thinking, well, I'm not buying a 30-pack. You know, I'm not waking up at 8 in the morning and buying a 30-pack, so I'm not an alcoholic, period. But just sitting back and looking at myself for the past month or two or three, you know, there's many nights where I get off work and I'm like, I gotta go across the street and get a 6-pack. I gotta go across the street and get some tequila, you know, maybe a couple shots, something. I gotta get through the day, you know. And some of these days that I work are fucking hectic. So, you know, that's fine. On very hectic days, it's fine to still drink, but not every fucking day. Not every day. And that's the thing. When you get off work every night and you gotta go over there and get something, you're a fucking alcoholic. And it's been really hard for me to admit that. It really is. And even on days when I'm off, when I'm off work, the only way that I can relax is having a 6-pack, having a little drink, you know, smoking some weed. I can remember back to before I moved into this apartment, I didn't drink nearly as much. I really didn't. And I think that all this stress and all this, you know, I haven't had a vacation in 11 years. I think all this stress and everything, all this depression and everything has kind of pushed me towards being an alcoholic. And it's really the only thing that you can hold on to when you're so low. I think that's why most people fall into alcoholism, because they feel like it's the only thing that's going to take the pain away or make them feel good, or, you know, I don't know. But I'm starting to see the other side. Even though I'm still drinking, even though, you know, I stopped smoking cigarettes for now, so that's a good thing. I'm still drinking, but I'm not drinking as much as what I used to. And it was bad. For the longest time, it was bad. I mean, when I had my wisdom tooth problem, I was drinking tequila, like, every night. Every night. I'd get like a half pint every night, at least. And a half pint isn't really a lot, if that's all you're drinking. But if you're drinking a half pint, and then you're drinking beer on top of that, You haven't had anything to eat all day and you just fucking come home and drink. You know, that's not good. It's not good. You know, first of all, I need to be eating more nutrients, leafy greens, proteins, and stuff anyways. But when you tell yourself, you know, fuck that, I'm just going to get some liquor and drown my sorrows. Now, that's an ugly, ugly life to live, but you got to take it from somebody who is used to starving. Like, here lately, my family has been helping me here and there, and I'm pretty sure they're not going to have to help me anymore. But the thing is, like, 3, 4, 5 years ago, when I was living in my last apartment, I would say about 4 or 5 years ago, because I've been living here about 3 years, but about 5 years, because I stayed in my mom's house for a year before I moved in here. 3 years here, 1 year at my mom's, and then, so 5, 6 years ago, I was starving. I was fucking starving. It was a really ugly time. And that was back when I was getting paid, I think the minimum wage was, I don't know, I think it was $10.75 back then, if I had to guess. And I had to pay rent and all that shit. I didn't get any food assistance because I made over 30 hours a week. But I also had a habit, smoking weed. And back then, you know, smoking weed wasn't legal for the longest time. The whole time I lived in that apartment, it wasn't legal until, like, the last year. So, when you're buying it off the street, and you're spending $50, $50, $50, or, you know, if somebody, see, the worst thing is if somebody gives you a front. And a lot of people don't know, if you haven't dealt with drugs or anything, a front is where they give it to you and then you pay it back. And the thing with that is, you know, you get held up on it. You get, you know, a bag off of them, you owe them $50. And then next payday comes around and all you have is like $80 to your name and you gotta give them the $50 and, you know, have $20 to your name or $30 to your name. That's crazy. I felt more like a crackhead whenever I was buying weed off the streets. I felt like a crackhead 9 times out of 10. And I had a very good friend. I haven't talked to her in a while. I'm sure that we're still good friends. I haven't talked to her in over a year. I kind of made touch with her on Facebook, but I haven't dealt with her. I haven't been around her. And whenever I was around her, like I said, I felt like a crackhead. I was over there every week, maybe twice a week, who knows. Felt like a crackhead, you know, gotta have it. And after it became legalized and everything, prices changed. And I didn't have to wait around for anybody to get any weed. I could just go up to the dispensary and get it. That's the main problem with buying it off the streets is you gotta wait around for 3 hours and somebody says, oh, well, I don't have any weed, so I gotta re-up. Gotta buy some more. And then 10 o'clock at night comes around, they didn't end up buying anymore, so you gotta wait till tomorrow. And then when you get it, you're fucking disappointed. So, I just buy from the dispensary. Because I don't have to wait around on anybody. It's pure. It's good. It's gonna get me high. And nowadays, with all this fucking fentanyl that's going around, people are lacing weed with fentanyl. And it's making people... First of all, I'm pretty sure that I've seen it firsthand. I'm pretty sure that I've seen it up close. And what it's doing is it's making people sleepy. Because I've got a coworker that's been getting this weed off somebody, and it comes in the same packaging, this fucking packaging that looks good and everything, it makes it look all fucking awesome, but it's got fentanyl in it, and they just did a big drug bust on many different Arab shops that had edibles and vape cartridges that had fentanyl in it. And not just fentanyl, we're talking about weed too. Because here in America, you can get away with selling weed as long as it's THC 8, THC 9 Delta. There's no real regulation about that. I mean, when it comes down to it. But when they actually stop at your shop and they're like, hey, we want to test this shit. We want to see what it has in it. Then it comes out, it has fentanyl in it. That's a problem. That's a problem. And so a lot of these people that I work with are getting this weed off the streets, off their homeboy. And it's laced with shit. And I think I've even smoked some of this shit, and it just makes me feel like I'm on sedatives or something. I'm on, you know, it makes me really tired. And I'm not talking about just hitting some indica and being a little sleepy. I'm talking about this shit is like hitting a sedative. Like they're putting a horse sedative or something in it. It just makes you fucking, just puts you to sleep almost. And so every time that my coworkers are like, hey, I got this fire-ass weed that's going to put you on your ass, I always tell them, fuck that shit. I've got my own weed. I buy it from the dispensary. Period. All these young peckerwoods and whatnot that, you know, like, people that I work with, for example, is a prime example. All these peckerwoods that think that they got better weed than the dispensary is just crazy. It's crazy. I mean, first of all, I've tasted the shit, I've smoked the shit. It tastes like it's sprayed with something. I mean, when you're used to smoking dispensary weed, pure weed, nonstop for the past year, and then you end up getting some weed off the streets and you smoke it and it smells or it tastes like chemicals or an additive is in it, then you just, you know. So whenever people offer me at work, they're like, hey, I got some weed. You want to go out and smoke some weed? And I'm like, no, I got my own. You can smoke it, but I've got my own shit. And that's because I know 9 times out of 10, especially lately, that shit is got something in it. Like, nobody knows how to grow pure weed nowadays. Even if you're growing it in a hydroponic system, you know, you gotta make sure that you're giving it the right nutrients, that you've got antifungal drops that you're putting in it, making sure, you know, because a lot of people will use the same hydroponic system and get a fungal infection in the plant, and then you're smoking that same plant that's got fungus in it. So, not only that, but Most people don't even have a hydroponic system. And if they do, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So, the best way to grow marijuana, the healthiest way, is to do it in the dirt. And a lot of people, like I said, if you ask them, you talk to them, they don't know about doing it the natural way, the organic way, with bone meal and compost and whatnot. I guarantee you, you ask some young kid that's 20 years old how he grows the shit, he's gonna tell you that he got it off his homeboy. He didn't grow it. A lot of people like to talk about how they grow weed, how they got this great ass fucking bomb weed, and they're gonna sell it for you for cheaper than what you're gonna get at the dispensary, and blah blah blah. But the thing is, you know what the fuck you're getting at the dispensary. You know it's pure, it doesn't have anything in it. You don't gotta worry about fentanyl or any of that other bullshit. The second thing is, I've got a good friend of mine, and back before weed was legal, I used to get off of her all the time. I used to buy her shit all the time. But nowadays, like I said, you don't know what the fuck's in that shit. You really don't. This fentanyl thing that's going around is crazy as fuck. They're mixing it in with anything. If they can put it in your breakfast cereal, they would fucking do that. So, anyways, if you're in a state where it's legal, don't fucking skip corners or save a few bucks to get some shit off the streets. It's not worth it, to be honest. If you know you're getting the shit pure from the dispensary, just get it from the dispensary. If you want to save a few bucks and risk your life with all this other bullshit, then whatever. But with me, I haven't bought off the streets in probably close to 2 years. And, you know, come tomorrow, I'm probably going to go up there to the dispensary and buy some more legal weed. So, I don't gotta worry about it. I don't gotta worry about waiting around for 3 hours and, oh, they're out of weed and I gotta wait till tomorrow. I don't have to worry about it being laced with anything. I don't gotta worry about the prices changing. It's gonna be the same price. And, you know, that's why buying from a dispensary has put all these drug dealers out of business. So anyways, I really just wanted to make this podcast to tell everybody that I'm sorry for not making a podcast for so long. I mean, I think February 14th was my last one. It's almost been a whole month. And that's just not really, it's not really me. So, it's just been a really long month. It's been a really mental month. I've been trying to get ahead mentally, financially. Everything's just been really crazy lately. And like I said, with the last two podcasts, I was just way too drunk whenever I made those podcasts. So it takes a man to actually admit that and actually go back and say, yeah, that's not the best. That's not the best representation of you, you know. But I try, and I'm getting better every day, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. No matter what people tell you, no matter what people think, fuck them. Who cares? And that's pretty much what I'm trying to do, but I'm trying to have a fuck it attitude, but I'm also trying to be more realistic with myself. You know, I know I need to get back into the gym. I know I need to start eating better. I've stopped smoking cigarettes. And the next thing is, you know, I slowed down on drinking, but I just need to quit. I need to quit. And when I say quit, I mean having a drink every now and then. Maybe on the holidays. Doesn't mean I need to quit fully, 100%, but I need to definitely stop drinking every night or every other night. And it's pretty straightforward on how I'm going to have to do that. It's going to be cold turkey. If I didn't have this vape to quit cigarettes, it'd be a hell of a lot worse. But I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. Got a friend that wants to talk to me, and I'm going to go ahead and eat some food, do another load of laundry, and get to sleep so I can wake up and work another day. And then finally, the day after tomorrow, I'll have a day off. So I was thinking this podcast was going to be longer, but yeah, we're going to cut it short. It's going to be about half of the length that it usually is. So, like I said, I'm sorry for taking so long. I really feel bad about that. I really like to make a podcast like twice a week. Here lately, I've been going through a lot of shit. So, till the next one, it was real, it was fun, but it wasn't real fun. Deuces.